Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this evening's Good Friday meditation, or Good Friday, New Year's Eve meditation, an application to our daily faith life, is found recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 28. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of our own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. In Christ Jesus, who's the same today, tomorrow, and through all of our tomorrows, and yesterday as well, dear fellow redeemed, should old acquaintance be forgot and never be brought to mind. The first line of one of the most famous English New Year's Eve songs, Auld Lang Syne. Auld Lang Syne. What's that mean? It means old long ago, literally, or time gone by, or simply the good old days. Even as the day becomes night, we think about the day's events, lay our head down on the pillow and reminisce on the activities of the day. Even more so at the end of the year, we look back on 365 days and we ponder and mull over all the activities, all of the acquaintances, all the events, all the occasions of the past year. Yes, the end of the year is not just a time to celebrate the close of the old and the beginning of the new. It's a time to especially reflect, looking back on this past year. For most people, their reflection at the past year is like, wow, this year went fast. It gets faster every year. That's about it. The child of God reflecting on the past year should be much, much more than that. The psalmist Asaph wrote in Psalm 77, "And I said, this is my anguish, but I'll remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I'll remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will also meditate on all your work and talk of your deeds." When you begin Psalm 77, these are verses 10 to 12. When you begin Psalm 77, Asaph is in distress. He's in pain and suffering. And he's wondering, why isn't God helping him? He's thinking, I'm going from bad to worse in my life. And God seems to have forsaken me. Even those thoughts show that his faith is waning and weakening. But then as he writes this psalm, we see that his faith grows in strength and confidence in one way. When he looks back. When he looks back on the events of the Israelites. Asaph looks to the past. What does he see? The years of the right hand of the Most High. The power of God. What does he see? The works of the Lord. What does he see? His wonders of old. What does he see? All of his works and deeds. That passage filled with example after example after example of his loving God delivering, saving, rescuing his people over and over and over again. By looking at the past, Asaph, in his wondering why the present and the future look so bleak, is given the assurance and encouragement to face the future boldly. And that's also a big part of ending an old year and looking into the new year. If we look into the new year of 2022 and think of, oh, more COVID, more problems, inflation, stock market maybe crashing, what's going to happen to the economy? Look back in the past and look what God has done for us in this past year and all the years you've lived on this earth. Looking back in the past gives us the courage to look forward to the future, the assurance of God's word. And when we do that, we think of our text this evening. The Apostle Paul says, "For in him we live and move and have our being." When Paul wrote those words, he was in Athens. As he was walking through Athens, he was struck with a widespread idolatry. He saw one idol after another after another. They were everywhere. There were gods of the air, sea, earth, gods of gold, silver, wood. It said that there were more gods in Athens than there were men. That's amazing. And yet the people were not secure in their idolatry. They thought maybe they hadn't covered all the gods, so they had an altar to the unknown god, just so they wouldn't offend another god if there was one. For Paul, that was a perfect time and place to be able to talk about the one true God. First, he praised the Athenians for being so religious. Look at all the idols and all the altars and temples you have for all these many gods. Then he says, but you're ignorantly worshiping the God of whom you don't know. And then Paul writes, or says, therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you. And then Paul made it very clear that all those idols, all those gods were man-made. All those gods were man's imagination. They were invented by people. But the unknown God, the one they didn't know about, the only true God, was the one who created heaven and earth and created all people. Paul said this, God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things, and he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. Paul then went on to say that this God that he's talking about, the unknown God to them, this God commands all men everywhere to repent because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. Excuse me. When the people heard this about repenting and a raising from the dead, we're told that some ridiculed Paul. Others said, we'll listen to you sometime later, and they left. But there were some who were led by the Spirit to repent of their sins and to believe in that Savior Paul was talking about, who was raised from the dead, and they followed Paul. It was during that time that the Apostle Paul then spoke these words in our text. In this unknown God, which we know as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Paul says to all the people there, in him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. That's an amazing verse. Without God, we would not be alive. Without God, we couldn't do anything. Without God, we wouldn't even exist. Everything depends upon God. And yet so many people don't even know him, don't even think about him, much less worship and adore him. That thought we need to keep in our mind and in our heart as we close out another year and look forward to a new one. It's our loving Savior who's given us another year of life this past year, is blessing us with another new year. It's our Lord and Savior who has given us the energy, the skills, the ability to work, to go to school, to earn a living, to do things on this earth. It's our God who protects us, provides for us, preserves us day after day after day, and has done so for 365 days and promises to be with us until eternity. And even greater than all of that, it's our God who sent his Son some 2,000 years ago to be damned for you and me so that we would have an eternity to look forward to, where there would be no New Year's Eve or New Year's days, just an eternity of endless, endless, endless time. How can we look back upon this past year and not see God intimately involved in every aspect, every area of our life? How can we look back on this new year and not repent. And yet also gratefully realize that God has done all this for us. And all of it undeserved. The prophet Jeremiah kind of joins in on this thought when he writes in Lamentations 3, 22 and 23, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Looking back on the year 2021, we see how true Jeremiah's words are. The Lord's mercies, his love, his compassion was like the heavy dew that wet the grass every single day. Like a heavy downpour of shower in the middle of our dry summer. Or like a warm sunshine in a cool, cool day. And so we're going to conclude this evening with a brief look back at 2021 and see how the Lord has indeed blessed us. In January, our first worship service was conducted by Dan Schaefer and John Gerberts because Ruth and I contacted COVID. The soul of our beloved friend in Christ, Bruce Templeton, was removed from this veil of tears to the eternal home. Paul and Janet Fassbender were received as communicant members by transfer. In February, we began our Hands of the Passion Lenten series with a public exchange with Pastor Rob Sowers and David Udy. Hannah's Helping Hands ladies began reviewing a women's Bible study book entitled Living a Chocolate Life, Savoring God's Sweet Grace. In March, we worshiped in our Lenten Sunday services with a study of the I Am sayings of our great I Am Savior. In April, we celebrated the crucifixion of our Savior with a study on his nail-pierced hands. And then on Easter Sunday, we rejoiced in our risen Savior and his life-giving hands. Remembrance lilies were donated to the glory of God in loving memory of the past saints who died in the Lord, fully trusting and looking forward to the resurrection of the dead. In May, we celebrated the ascension of our Savior by learning that his ascension means we too shall ascend. Jesus rules heaven and earth, and our Savior is now interceding for us. In June, we began a summer-long study of sermon texts from the Old Testament book of Isaiah. Dan Schaefer, Chris Udy, and I attended the Great Lakes Pastoral Delegate Conference in Fond du Lac. And in the end of June, the three of us again went to the 34th convention in the CLC in Eau Claire. And that last weekend, John Gerberts and Kayla Gerberts conducted the Sunday morning worship service. In July, we had a congregation outing at the Randy and Kathy Dreyer home. We received Claire Nauman as a communicant member by transfer. In August, we held a VBS with the theme, Children of the Heavenly Father. We also had a congregational meeting to receive feedback on the proposed siding and windows on the church building. Jonathan Brandel returned to ILC for his junior year, and we had a congregation outing at Devil's Lake. In September, after a year off because of COVID, we held our Sunday school rally and our church picnic here on the grounds. Our Wednesday morning playgroup was reinstituted. A 50th anniversary committee was established. And Felix William Schaeser was born and then spiritually reborn by the Holy Spirit through baptism in October. Professor Paul Nauman was our Mission Festival speaker. He talked on Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, telling us that we have a most unlikely evangelism also to unlikely places, to unlikely people, with unlikely message, but with astonishing results. In October, we held our annual bike outing. Percival Arthur Udy was born and then spiritually reborn by the Holy Spirit through baptism in November. Near the end of the month, we went on our annual candlelight walk through the Governor Nelson State Park And then we had a joint Reformation worship service at the Ascension Lutheran Church in Batavia, Illinois. And in November, a citywide Mission Miss webinar was held. Bowden Wolf Dumke was born and then spiritually reborn by the Holy Spirit through baptism in December. We celebrate our Thanksgiving with a message from Luke 18, thanks for nothing. And this past month of December, we prepared our hearts for our Savior's coming with another public exchange on a theme, Symbols of Salvation, Foretelling Christ's Birth. Several of our ladies attended the Advent candlelight gathering in Fond du Lac. We once again were able to go caroling to the local assisted living homes, proclaiming God's word at the birth of Jesus through song. On Christmas Eve, our children proclaimed us the good news through the signs of Christmas. And on Christmas Day, we celebrate our Savior's birth with a festival of nine lessons and carols. And last Sunday, we asked a very vital question, is Christmas still relevant? It's just a brief listing of some of the activities and events of Peace with Christ in 2021. Not mentioned were the weekly Bible classes, the Sunday schools, the monthly partaking of the Lord's Supper, church council meetings, voters' meetings, weekly cleaning, weeding, mowing, shoveling, snow blowing, spring and fall work days, and countless other activities. The history of Peace Through Christ in 2021 really is His story. Christ's story in your life and in mine, as individuals, as well as members together in the body of Christ. For we see the Lord was in our midst, healing, ruling, guiding, providing, protecting, preserving all of us, and above all, daily forgiving of our sins through His shed blood. Let's all tonight take some time to reflect back on this year, on your own individual lives, or on your family's lives, and on the events that you've had in your family and yourself, and be led to thank the one who stands out prominently in every single event, occasion, day, moment, second of your life, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Because when we look back, we truly understand what Paul meant. In Him, we live. In Him, we move. And in Him, we have our being. A blessed New Year to every one of us. In our Savior's name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds centered in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.